Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear the completion of my interview with Emma Deal Schneff at the Missouri State Corn Husking Championships in Marshall.
Did you ever do any practice on this at home in the fields out there?
Well, the first year, no. We just came to see what it was about. From there, we got hooked. I do remember one year that we had a neighbor plant a field of corn, about 10 acres, with horses. And my brother, my dad, and mom and I went out and picked that 10 acres. Neither one of us placed that year. So we decided we're not going to practice anymore. We know the technique. We know how to do it. And so each year we come out here fresh and try to go as hard as we can.
My son Justin's a good friend of Chris's, your nephew. And they know Justin is Fuzzy. If I ask anybody, do you know Justin Smith? They don't, but they know Fuzzy. It's just the deal, like with your family, if anybody in Sling County says Pickle, they know who you're talking about, right?
Oh, if you don't know, then come out here and meet him. It doesn't take much to meet him, and you'll never forget him. He goes by Pickle. He goes by Bub. And family and us girls, because he is our only brother, he's Bub to us and will always be Bub and takes care of all of us. But he has came up through the ranks. I am, you know, impressed by him as well. He didn't start shucking until my dad retired, because it was my dad's sport, so he did not want to infringe on my dad. He has started in the last 5 years. He will be one of the top competitors when we go to Nationals. And, well, that is if he beats out his son, Christopher.
Oh, yeah. Chris, if Chris has anything to say about it, maybe not, right?
Yeah, that father-son team didn't happen, just like my dad and Lawrence Paul. Chris and Lawrence Paul have been at each other since Chris was old enough to shuck, so...
You're relatively newlywed, right?
Yes.
Congratulations on that.
Why, thank you. Yes, just got married in May. Kevin got to see this event last year and some of his family. And I've even got most of his family hooked now. So he's got a niece that's out here picking corn with us. And I love it that she's out from inside the house and out here enjoying the country life.
I talked to Kevin a while ago, and he's been very busy. He's been helping them weigh the corn and helping out any way he can. So it looks like you've got him hooked too.
Oh, yes. That's what I told him. I was like, you can't volunteer one time, because if you volunteer one time, you're hooked and you're in this sport forever. So he's not out there in the field with me, but he loves the aspect of being behind the scenes and helping out.
Chris, your nephew has been fairly newlywed, just a couple of years or so, and he's got Jessica. Is she involved? Does she do the corn husking?
When we can get her talked into it, she has been known to corn husk, but we got to do a lot of talking each year.
Right.
But again, she's out here supporting us all, whatever we need, whatever she can do to help us out. It's, like I said, a big family organization, not just by blood, not by marriage. Everybody that's out here is considered family, and we just love getting to know new people.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.